I'm Jeremy Hobson at NPR West in Culver City, California. Today, it's Here and Now. The Trump administration has ordered a review of the Iran nuclear deal. In a letter to Congress, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson acknowledged that Iran is sticking to the terms of the Obama-era deal to curb Iran's nuclear program. But he also said that Iran remains a leading state sponsor of terror and that the administration is reviewing the agreement's lifting of sanctions to evaluate whether it is vital to the national security interests of the United States. President Trump has been a harsh critic of the nuclear deal, calling it the worst deal ever negotiated during his campaign. Joining us is Greg Myrie, NPR national security correspondent. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Jeremy.
And what does this mean for the Iran deal to say on the one hand that Iran is complying, but also ordering a review?
It's a warning shot at this point. This is something that the Secretary of State, Tillerson, has to do every 90 days, so it was required of him. And as you noted, he says Iran is complying. But Trump talked very tough about this. He said he would rip it up, and he wants to show, or the State Department under Tillerson wants to show that they haven't forgotten about it. Now, so I think we're a long way off. This review has to take place, and this will take time, and we don't know what the outcome will be. But if the U.S. did reimpose sanctions, it would very quickly escalate. Iran would certainly say that it no longer feels bound by the deal. So if we do get to that point, things could deteriorate rapidly.
And what is it that Trump and the administration find so objectionable about the deal?
They basically think that it won't keep Iran from building a bomb if it wants to, that the imposition of these restrictions under the deal are for 10 to 15 years. Iran just needs to bide its time and could either cheat in the interim or go back to what the U.S. says it was doing, which was attempting to build a bomb. Also, they would say that Iran hasn't improved its behavior on other non-nuclear issues, that Iran is still supporting the Syrian government and President Bashar Assad, and that Iran is still testing ballistic missiles. But, you know, there are supporters who are saying, look, Iran is abiding by the deal. Boeing has signed agreements to sell planes to Iran. If you reverse course here, you would lose some of the things that have happened.
Now, this is not happening in a vacuum. This is happening while the Trump administration is also dealing with an actual nuclear power, North Korea. If the administration has been adamant in their opposition to North Korea's nuclear program, why would they want to abandon a nuclear deal that they have with Iran?
I think you should see it as the way that Republicans and Democrats differ on this issue of how to deal with potential nuclear states. The Obama administration and many Democrats very much favored the carrot approach. Their approach toward North Korea was strategic patience. Let's let this thing play out. We're not going to take any dramatic action or military actions. And with Iran, Obama pushed throughout his presidency to try to cut the deal, which he was a huge supporter of. The Trump administration, his rhetoric has ratcheted up very, very quickly. We'll have to see if this ultimately leads to action. But you see this very different approach of the carrot versus the stick.
How might Iran respond?
Well, this is a big deal, huge deal for Iran. The president, Hassan Rouhani, is facing a presidential election next month. He really staked his presidency to this reaching out to the world. And the centerpiece of this was the nuclear deal, which eased the sanctions on Iran. It's allowed them to sell oil, certainly upgraded their relations with Europe. It's been very, very important. However, many Iranians haven't really necessarily felt the economic benefit. So if the U.S. slaps sanctions on, and Iran is abiding by the deal but is not getting the benefits, it could have an impact on the Iranian election next month.
That's NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie. Greg, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.